You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show. It's Thursday. Hello and welcome to it. The scariest sound that a leftist can hear is an internal combustion engine, or this.
USA! USA!
Yeah.
USA!
It's in Manhattan this morning. Yeah. Not exactly a Trump or a Biden rally. No, you're not going to get some kind of reaction from a Biden rally like that. Literally, Joe Biden couldn't fill a bingo hall, even if they already filled out three of the corners and offered a new car to everybody who comes. He wouldn't be able to, because he'd be like, oh, Joe Biden's there. You know what? Honestly, I'll just get my own car. It's not that big a deal. Yeah, the wave is building, and it's becoming unmistakable and unstoppable. The American people are waking up, and the great thing is the Democrat Party keeps stepping in it. They keep stepping in it. Joe Biden had a tepid response to the Nazi rallies on college campuses around the country. He tried to straddle both of the sides, the Jewish side and the radical Hamas side. He tried to straddle that. There's no straddling it. You are on the side of Israel. That's it. Israel has been attacked in a medieval way on October the 7th, like we haven't seen since the Middle Ages, or I should say since Nancy Pelosi hasn't seen since the Middle Ages. That said, and then they immediately, just like George Floyd, decided to ignite the country like the summer of 2020 all over again. And they were able to pull it off with the whole racism thing and the Black Lives Matter and the censorship. You couldn't say anything about Black Lives Matter on social media. It was disinformation and misinformation, and you were a racist and all that. Well, they don't have that this time. And they also are siding with evil. Evil. And an evil that we've seen, and it might fly with Generation X because they're not teaching Gen X history, but it ain't going to fly the rest of us. It's not going to fly with the rest of us. And I got to tell you, the more that the Democrat Party goes down this road, the more people they alienate. They're already losing blacks. I mean, bleeding blacks from the party. They're doing everything they can to keep women by saying abortion, 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 abortion. Oh, I'm sorry. Healthcare, women's healthcare. That's it. If you're a woman, you are an abortion. That's it. You're an abortion recipient, or you're someone who wants someone else to get an abortion. And that's it. That's all you are. Title IX, anybody? Opening Title IX to men, transgender men. I don't say transgender women because they're not women. They're men. Opening up Title IX. Okay, women, you think the Democrat Party is on your side. Really? Really? When they're destroying your daughter's academic careers, when they're moving men dressed up like women into the upper echelons of government and celebrating them as some sort of grand accomplishment. I mean, wow. And now we know that the Democrat Party is down with anti-Semitism. Wow. I mean, you can't ask for it. I mean, honestly, thank you, God, for exposing the Democrat Party for the evil that it is. That it really, really is. And if you are, by the way, if you're Catholic and you vote Joe Biden after signing the cross at an abortion event and after proclaiming Easter Transgender Day of Visibility, and if you're Jewish after, I don't know, everything since October the 7th, you're fools. you are complete buffoons at this point. And you put party before everything. And you also move your demise to the head of the line as well. So, I mean, it really is. It's pretty glorious. And I love the fact that the Democrats just don't get it. They keep stepping in it. They alienate. And the only way they could possibly stay in power is by throwing Donald Trump in jail or killing him and then stealing the election. That's it. That's what they got. That's why they're working so feverishly to go after Donald Trump with these four political indictments. And the last 9 years of haranguing and negative press, and the walls are closing down, and a constant drumbeat by MSNBC and CNN that Donald Trump is going down this time. He is evil. He is this. He is a MAGA fascist. He is an enemy of democracy. Joe Biden standing in front of Independence Hall, bathed in communist red. All of that stuff hasn't worked. All of it hasn't worked. All of these indictments, every headline, the raid of Mar-a-Lago, two impeachments. I mean, my God. Yesterday, I caught a call from somebody. He said, "Yeah, I don't even know if I should vote. I'm like, do you know what that man's been through? What he and his family have been through the last 9 years? Nobody in the history of the country has been through that. From the left, full frontal attack, carpet bombing, surgical strikes, weaponizing the DOJ, weaponizing the IRS, weaponizing these AGs and DAs that are Soros appointed to go after this man. And every day he crawls out of the rubble and dusts himself off, and he does a campaign appearance, and he inspires people, and he makes them realize that we can turn this around and we can become the part of the country that we always have been again. And we can be proud to be from America and realize we're the greatest country that has ever been in the history of the world." That's just it. If it weren't for America, people in London would still be playing harpsichords and crapping in the streets. Because London, Paris, they were around for 1,200 years before the United States of America. America comes along, and in 250 years, we have one of our founders discovered electricity, and then we had the light bulb, and then we had the internal combustion engine, and then we had, I can go on and on. We invented rock and roll. We flew to the moon. We played golf on the moon, for God's sake. And the rest of the world lived through 1,000 years of darkness before America came along. And by God in heaven, we are not going to let that light be put out by these idiots. It's fantastic. Everybody's getting motivated. This is Donald Trump before going into court today, talking about the great news in the economy with Joe Biden.
As you probably have heard, some very big things have happened, but the biggest seems to be that the GDP just announced is all the way down to 1.6%.
Which is about where it was for the entire 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency.
Heading south. It's going to get worse. Gas prices in California were just also announced at $7.60. Gasoline is going way up. Energy costs are going way up. And the stock market is, in a sense, crashing. The numbers are very bad. This is Bidenomics.
Yeah, it is. It's Bidenomics. Is that why they don't use the term Bidenomics anymore? Yeah, this is the Steamfitters Local 638 in New York City. Manager Bob Bartels talking about Donald Trump and the economy.
It's was great to see the president come and engaging with the blue collar worker of New York City. We are very patriotic union, and we are pro-America.
They don't hate America. Shut the front door. The Democrat Party does.
I put out a poll in my union.
They wave Ukrainian flags in the well of the House, and then they attempt to sue Thomas Massey for showing the country.
President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members.
What?
Right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it every day in New York City.
Yeah, and around the country as well. And people of all colors. I mentioned, black people. Black people, not too crazy about this Democrat Party. They're waking up to 170 years of abuse.
The city doesn't feel the same anymore.
Y'all mismanaging this, failing, actually.
We need that money in my neighborhood.
$70 million. Y'all won't even put
These are people in Chicago talking about Joe Biden's open border.
$1 million. in one neighborhood.
Vote for the money for these immigrants today, and we're coming for them seats. Yeah.
And these voters in Chicago, they're serious about voting for Trump. He can win Illinois.
Yeah. And then in the meantime, you got President Derpy Doo over here out and about.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
That's your president. That is your president, Democrats. Oh, you guys are so screwed.
Time to use 2525.
Come on.
If Biden's still alive.
This is Jim Gossett.
This country can survive. Invoke 25.
Pause.
Time to use Amendment 25. Joe's competence, it just took a dive. Robert Hurst says he's too old to stay. Use 25 and send Joe away.
No, leave him in.
The 25th Amendment does apply.
I want him to stay.
Joe Biden's lost. He's a senile guy. If he's too old to prosecute, as president, he should get the boot. They must invoke Amendment 25. There's no way America can thrive with Joe Biden as our president. To a home he should be sent. Time to use 2525.
Yeah, you know, remember that every day that MSNBC and CNN, they cackle and they think they've got the walls are closing in. They've been doing this for, 8 years now and all of that. But every morning they get up and they go, holy crap. Joe Biden is our candidate, Joe Biden is our president, and Kamala Harris is our vice president. Every single day. That's why they're going through all of this nonsense. That's why they're putting through all of this nonsense, because the writing is on the wall. And honestly, everybody gets it now. All right, so here's a number if you guys want to chime in. I got a ton of stuff to get to. We're going to get to what's happening at Columbia University and universities around the country. That's going to get put out. Okay, that's going to get put out. It will, all right? 800-922-6680. This is a Thursday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
Well, looky here. How often do you see a news network, a news and opinion network ratings go up by 137% in prime time? Let's see. MSNBC is bleeding viewers. They're in the bleeper. But Newsmax, first quarter, 2024, 137% primetime viewer increases with great shows like Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greta Von Susteren, Chris Salcedo. I can go on and on. Rob Finnerty. I mean, all of these shows. This is amazing. You know why it's working? Because people are looking for people they can trust, and people who won't change their stripes. And I'm just so proud to be a part of this operation. I've been doing my show on Newsmax for 4 years. They found me on a selling cars. You know, honestly, they're just like at the end of my days. And Chris Ruddy said, "Man, where have you been?" And I said, "Well, I've been in an abusive relationship with radio for a very long time." And he goes, "Man, I want you to be on our team." And he gave me a shot. That's why you're hearing me. That's why we have this show. And this show is blowing up around the country. And we're adding affiliates. I mean, we've got a lot of affiliates. We've got 40 affiliates right now. We're adding affiliates. We're waiting to break into. We're on New York City and New York City on the weekend. We want to get a primetime slot in New York City, and then we're going to watch it blow up. Because people are understanding that you need more than just desk-pounding an opinion. You need humor. You need somebody, hopefully, who can inspire a little bit of hope and a little bit of irreverence. I had the opportunity to work with Rush Limbaugh for a number of years. Started writing comedy for him in 1989, right out of college, and I think that's what America misses. They miss that. They miss that he was the mayor of Realville, and he was also able to say things with a wink and a nod. And he could make a point with using absurdity. And that's what we try to do here. That's what I try to do with Rush Limbaugh's show. That's what we do here. And Newsmax is such an unbelievable partner. And by the way, they got over 250,000 people signed up for Newsmax Plus. And if you get the chance to sign up for Newsmax Plus, what you're going to do is you're going to get it's a digital subscription to Newsmax, right? And you're going to be able to watch all of the Newsmax shows and the great opinion makers. And they're adding people like Victor Davis Hanson and all of that. And it's $5 a month. And honestly, Newsmax has suffered slings and arrows from the left and from, everything from the censorship industrial complex. And we're coming out stronger than ever. And if you would sign up for Newsmax Plus today, it would be great because I think you're going to enjoy it. NewsmaxPLUS.com. NewsmaxPLUS.com. Donald Trump, he thanked Bill Barr, the former AG, for endorsing Donald Trump for president, and here's what Donald Trump said. Former AG Bill Barr, who let a lot of great people down by not investigating voter fraud in our country, has just endorsed me for president. The fact that I called him weak, slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy, based on the fact that I greatly appreciate his wholehearted endorsement, I'm removing the word lethargic from my statement. Thank you, Bill. I love it. I just love it. I just love it. Latest polling, Trump is beating Biden in 6 of 7 swing states. Alarm bells for Joe. That's why they're doing all these political indictments. That's why every morning, despite his perfectly coiffed hair, Joe Scarborough freaks the hell out that he is bedded down with the Democrat Party and Joe Biden, and goes, "Oh my God, Joe Biden is our president, Joe Biden is our candidate, and Kamala Harris is the VP. God help us all." So President Trump, he had a bump in the polls. Trump is leading by 10 points in North Carolina. Shut the front door. This is 7 months out. Normally, I mean, even in the 2016, Donald Trump was behind until election night. All right? So if that he's this far ahead right now, add another 10 to it. So 10 points in North Carolina, which is 20, 8 points in Nevada, which is 18, 7 points in Arizona, which is 17, 6 points in Georgia, 16, 4 points in Wisconsin, 14, 1 point in Pennsylvania, 11. The April poll shows that Biden is losing his momentum, his Joe-mentum. He had momentum. He didn't have any momentum. Dear God in heaven. He didn't have any momentum after the State of the Union address in March. Not a drop. Nobody fell for that crap. Biden's approval rating in the 7 swing states remain as low as 41%, giving him a very favorable or somewhat favorable, 41% very favorable or somewhat favorable rating. Vice President Kamala Harris' approval rating is at 40%. You know why? Because she's an idiot. Yeah, that's all. She just is. She's just kind of an idiot, essentially. Yeah. So that's good news. By the way, coming up on the show, we do have Judge Napolitano. Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to join us in the next hour of the radio show. Despite it all, Donald Trump has managed to suffer the slings and arrows and rise above. Last night on Newsmax, Seb Gorka was talking about when he was in the White House working with Donald Trump and what he encountered. I want you to listen to this, because the reason why all of these four indictments are happening is because the deep state, DOJ, FBI, CIA, all have been lined up against Donald Trump since before he became president.
Rob, this is personal for me. When I was in the White House deputy to the president, I had a project to undertake regarding a certain threat group, a jihadi group. And I requested four of my former students to be seconded to me in the White House. Three were working at the FBI, one was working at the CIA. That's pretty usual, because interagency secondment is how the White House is mostly staffed. After 6 months of them not appearing and me being told every 2 weeks by White House HR, they're on their way, Dr. G, they're on their way. A colleague of my wife's from the FBI came to the White House, looked me up, and said, Seb, you're never going to get those guys from the Bureau.
Why?
And this is a direct quote.
Yes.
Because the seventh floor of the Hoover building looks at this administration and your boss as the enemy. Huh. That's when I realized the deep state isn't some tinfoil hat thing. When unelected directors of the FBI and their deputies look at the man chosen by 64 million Americans as their president as the enemy, then the deep state is real. And that includes Morrell, and that includes the 51 CIA former directors and intelligence officers who subverted the course of an election with that statement.
We are on the eve of a great revolution we haven't seen since 1776, because now we know that this deep state is not our friend. They're not on the side of the American people. Hallelujah. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Donald Trump outside of the courtroom today, where he is forced to be by a judge who is obviously a partisan. His daughter has raised $100 million for Democrats off of this trial alone. His wife literally has worked with Letitia James in her office for 3 years. And this judge has donated money to Joe Biden. Everybody gets it. Cat's out of the bag. And even if Donald Trump is convicted of one of those charges, it ain't going to help. It ain't going to help Joe Biden one damn bit. You know why? Because Joe Biden as a president super sucks. There you go. That's basically it. He just super sucks. I want to mention something real quick here. And I want to I want to talk to my Gen Z and millennial brothers and sisters. I've been on the planet long enough, and I've been following politics long enough, and I have a good memory. Not so good with names sometimes, but I do remember history. Especially history that I've witnessed personally, and I've seen plenty of it in my 58 years on the planet. One of the things I noticed, you know, the economy was in shambles, and George Bush was the president, and Barack Obama took office right as many of you millennials were graduating from college. You got out of college, you entered the workforce to tepid GDP growth of about 1% for around 8 years. Donald Trump became the president of the United States. Donald Trump set the economy on fire. Lowest black unemployment in recorded history. Most women in the workforce in recorded history. COVID was a tool used by the government to kill the economy. It succeeded to some degree. This is what happens when you force businesses to close. And then along come you Gen Zers. And you Gen Zers are starting to graduate. And all of that in the middle of awful COVID. Many of you had to go through COVID protocols. You lost much of your schooling. You missed graduations. You missed athletic seasons. You were forced to wear stupid masks. So I don't blame Gen Z and millennials for being a little pissed off. I want you to hear this next piece of audio because I think it's fascinating. But first,
We're eating pickles from the dollar store.
Biden economy theme song, and I want you to listen to this clip from MSNBC about what young people, particularly those between the ages of 30 and 34, are going through right now. Listen to this, and I want to I don't care if you're a millennial, if you're a Gen Z or whatever. We can come together on this because my concern is you. My concern is my kids. I want you to live the American dream. And until now, pretty much your entire professional careers, you've been hobbled, with the exception of a couple years with Donald Trump as the president. Listen to this.
For the first time in our nation's history, a 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were at 30. That is the social compact breaking down. People aged 30 to 34, 60% of them in 1990 had one child. Now it's 27%. People are opting out of America. They're not optimistic about
it. This is Scott Galloway, by the way. Listen.
They're not having kids. Young people aren't having sex. They're not meeting. They're not mating. The pool of emotionally and economically viable men shrinks every day, which lessens household formation.
Why? Because the Democrat Party and the left have been calling young men toxically masculine. They've been calling white guys white supremacists and privileged. Really? Is this a surprise?
So we have a real issue. Young people are enraged. So it turns every cut, every movement into an opportunistic infection because, quite frankly, they are just pissed off.
Yep.
They look up. They see wealth, exceptional wealth across my generation and people in certain industries, and they are really struggling.
And Washington, D.C., and its affiliates, and Big Pharma, and Wall Street, and hedge fund managers, and big defense.
Purchasing power is going down, and the incumbents create artificial scarcity on campus. We take pride in rejecting 90% of our applicants, so the incumbents who already have a degree see their degree go up in value. We get very concerned with housing and traffic once we own the housing. Housing permits are sequestered from young people. Housing prices have gone from 290 to 420 in the last 4 years.
Wow.
So a young person, a house, stocks that I don't own skyrocket in value. Let's have COVID relief and flush the markets and take assets way up, because if a million people dying would be bad, would be tragic if I got less wealthy. And we're doing it on their credit card.
Yeah.
Young people have every reason to be enraged.
Yep.
And every issue they see, they look up, they get angry, and they see someone doing better than them. And then every day it is speedballed in their face that they are failing, that they are not doing as well as everyone around them. We have lost the script. Our kids are more anxious and more depressed and more obese and more addicted.
Yep.
And we have made a purposeful decision to let this happen by ensuring the people around this table stay wealthy at the cost of young people.
Wow, he said that on MSNBC. Wow, 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 wow. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah. A whopping 85% of New Yorkers say the cost of food is rising faster than their income in a poll. Yeah. The poll released by No Kid Hungry, New York on Tuesday, found that 47% of respondents are having a much harder time affording food. Significant chunk of people have altered their shopping habits due to price inflation, 51% going to a less convenient store because it was cheaper, and 26% spending more than 30 minutes searching for coupons or discounts. I still shop like I'm poor. I've told you this. When I go to Wally World, go to Walmart, I look for the yellow stickers, man. I go immediately to the deli, and they used to discount the pizzas, and then they discount the sandwiches. They don't discount them like they used to. And then I go over to the meats, and I look for the yellow stickers there, and I look for the yellow stickers on hamburger, and I look for the yellow stickers on salmon. And then I go back, and they have this bakery cart in the back with all the stuff, you know, the bread and the stuff that's day-old bread and all that. Look for the yellow stickers there. I still do, man. That's just the way I shop. That's just how I roll. And I always will, and I always will. My wife is just like, what the what? Put it in the freezer, it'll go bad. Put those chicken, they got a yellow sticker on them. Don't leave them in the fridge. You'll be getting salmonella like Ken, my producer. Anyway, the choices consumers are having to make have changed as well, with over half of respondents saying they purchase less protein or none at all. You know, see, I told you, go to the dollar store, get your hamburger helper. It's fine without the hamburger. Yeah. to be able to afford groceries. Just under half say they bought less or no fresh produce. Nope, no fresh produce. When I was in college, I didn't have fresh produce when I went home. But no, man, I had nothing in the fridge. And that's the way it is right now. For a lot of people, people also buying more fillers like rice to make the protein produce, to make things stretch a little bit further. 58% of adults in New York State reported feeling more stressed about affording enough nutritious food for themselves and their families compared to this time in 2023. Barack Obama years ago said, you know, we're not going to be able to drive the car we drive. Not going to just be able to eat the way we want the rest of the world, you know. He said it. He said it. And then there's this, and I told you, one of the reasons why employment is so low is because people can't afford not to work. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, you should have to work. No, no, not if you want to stay at home and raise your kid, or not if you're retired. Shouldn't have to work. You ought to be able to save some of your money. And you know, you ought to maybe, the government promises all these things. They're going to give you your retirement. They're going to give you your Medicare and your Medicaid and all that. We find that now Medicare and Medicaid have $175 trillion in debt. One in four U.S. adults, working adults, 50 and older, never expect to retire. One quarter of U.S. adults age 50 or older who are not yet retired say they expect to never retire. 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. Now, one in four, no retirement savings. You know why? Because you're taxed to death, and you never have a damn dime left over after you pay your stinking taxes, your federal, your state, your local, your friggin' property tax, your capital gains tax, your this, your that, your this, your that, and what do you end up with? Nothing. You can't put away anything after that paycheck. You're lucky if you have $100 left in your account a week out from your damn payday. How are you going to save for your retirement? Well, you're not. You're just going to work your damn self to death. That's the way it is in this country. It's ridiculous. One in four have no retirement savings, according to research released by the organization that shows how a graying America is worrying more and more about how to make ends meet, even as economists and policymakers say the U.S. economy has all but achieved a soft landing after 2 years of record inflation. No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. The AARP study, based on interviews completed with more than 8,000 people, blah, 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 finds that one-third of older adults with credit card debt carry balances above $10,000, 12% have a balance of $20,000 or more, meaning you're going to work yourself to death. And that's not the American dream. It's not the American dream for young people. It's not the American dream that so many have worked for. And I believe we are on the cusp of turning this damn thing around because we have to. That's basically it. We have to. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. All right. So let's move on to some other stuff. I got a bunch of other stuff I need to get to today. Let's talk about what's going on in Columbia University. I posted a bunch of stuff on this. This is Mike Johnson yesterday at Columbia University. And by the way, I want to mention this, and I'm going to get to all this audio. My wonderful boss, Lee Kenberg, he may not think that I feel that way about him sometimes, but he's a great man, and he offers me a lot of guidance, and he offers me suggestions, and he is looking out for this show and you guys. And he said to me yesterday, he says, you know what they ought to do at Columbia University? Because, you know, all these left-wing groups, they're putting up on they're projecting up on the library from the river to the sea. And Lee suggested that we get big movie projectors at these campuses and project onto a building the rapes and murders that happened in Gaza on October the 7th. Wouldn't that be good? I'm serious. I think it's a brilliant idea. Use a big projector and project above those little snowflakes the horror of October the 7th. Absolutely. I think it's a fantastic idea. On the way, audio from the events yesterday. The positive is at USC and in Texas, the police were given a wonderful, wonderful gift from the government. Permission to kick some ass. I love it. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is...
The university is a public institution.
That's right. But the university...
its own community and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
Yeah, you know what? If you are a university student, you're not in the position to demand a damn thing. You're a university student. You have no life experience whatsoever. Congratulations, you got some trophies in high school. Congratulations, you achieved the minimum. You graduated high school. You are in no position to demand a damned freaking thing. Especially that Israel stop destroying Hamas for the rabid medieval Holocaust that happened on October the 7th. Get your asses to your classes. Honestly, this whole romanticized version of university protests are nothing more than a bunch of candy aisle kids throwing a temper tantrum. They have no life experience. They have no voting experience. They know knowledge of history. And so, shut up. Get to class or bye-bye. That's it. Honestly, you want to talk about university protests? How about Tiananmen Square? There you go. There are some students that actually did something. They died in the process. They stood up. They literally had some bravery. There is nothing brave about ignoramuses on university campuses with no life experience, surrounded by their den moms on the quad. You're in no position to demand anything. You have zero intellectual or life experience currency whatsoever. Your job is to learn and then become a productive member of society. Now shut up. That said, yesterday on the campus of Columbia, several Republican politicians were there, including Mike Johnson, and here's how he was greeted. Hold on, here it is, right here.
Mike, you, sir! Mike, you, sir! Mike, you, sir! Mike, you, sir! Mike, you, sir!
Oh, I'm sorry, that's after the Ukrainian package was passed in the House. I'm sorry.
Mike, you, sir! Mike, you, sir! Mike, you, sir!
Now, that's actually yesterday at Columbia University. Here is the speaker.
Sadly, Columbia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob rule.
And they were still shouting over them.
To overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion. They have co-opted First Amendment arguments to protect genocide and to elevate the voices of anti-Semitism. They have proven themselves to be incapable of achieving their basic responsibility, which is keeping students safe. We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks.
There you go. Yeah, of course. It's the obvious. And I said yesterday, if one Jewish student isn't safe going to class at any of these universities, then the damn university ought to be shut down. People are saying, no, we need the National Guard to escort individuals to their classes. No. I think they need to punish these universities by firing people, by cutting all their federal funding off, and then that will encourage them to fix the damn thing. That's the way it is. This is Anthony Esposito from New York, a representative talking at Columbia yesterday.
When you cheer on the fact
that... Listen to the spoiled children.
That you enjoy Hamas and Hezbollah, you are yourself part of the problem. Mr. Speaker, I am proud to join with you here today in calling for the immediate resignation of the president of Columbia. She has failed her duty. She is not keeping students safe. And we see on this campus the hate-filled speech that is carrying through this country.
Yeah, keep throwing a temper tantrum. You're going to be out of school. And these universities are going to face a reckoning of 40 years of this nonsense. And they're going to be facing a reckoning finally. Let's go to Tom in Owings Mills. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, according to NPR, the latest trend in women's wear for the fashionable Gen Z lady, probably soon to be in the Paris showrooms, is a line of Muslim wear manufactured in Pakistan under the... And they have warehouses popping up in America. It's called the Modest Clothing Line. So if your daughter, or granddaughter pops up wearing an Habib, you'll know what's happened.
Yeah, and that's when you have the conversation that you take that off, or we're not going to pay for your education, or we're not going to help you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, were you of age when that black comedian had the routine, you can call me Ray, you can call me Jay, but you doesn't have to call me Johnson?
Yeah, that was a 1970s comedian, yes. Yes, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
doesn't have to call him Speaker either.
Exactly. Nice. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Let's go to, let me see what else. I got a bunch of phone calls. Everybody wants to talk today. Sean in Live Oak, California. We don't have time. Okay, Sean, you'll have to hold on, my friend. You'll just have to hold on. We will get to that. Let me see what else we have time here for. I think I've got all the audio here. Oh, this is Alan Dershowitz. Actually, I won't have time to do it. Brian, how much time we got? I'm working on a computer clock here, unlike my normal clock. Let's go ahead and take a break. I got a lot more coming up. Got to take a break. Pardon for the tech. I'm in a different studio today. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, second hour of the show. Going to be talking about the case against Donald Trump in New York City with Judge Andrew Napolitano. The government says they didn't want to ban gas stoves, but they are, by the way. And Black Lives Matter and Palestinian activism are the same. I told you this. Now it's confirmed. This is the Rob Carson Show.